Signing ceremonies are to take place less than 12 hours from now to end the Arab-Israeli war. David Rush, NBC News.
Robert W. Morgan.
Not on your life. He called me and asked me if I'd play his jingle for him because he knows nobody's going to listen. Here's Helen. Ready. Do it.
Come on.
Helen Reddy. Leave me alone, ruby red dress. I'm Miss Sydney Evening on Monitor 73 on NBC. Time now for a story for boys and girls of all ages from America's original old-timer, who is now out at Prune City, Crazy Bob.
Now it's time once again for a little tale with America's original old-timer, Crazy Bob.
I thought I just said that, huh?
Hey, boys and girls. Time now for another trip into make-believe land. Today's story is called Calamity Jane. It goes like this. Once upon a time, a long time ago, in the old West, there lived Calamity Jane. And she was the toughest woman in all the West. She was a lady sheriff in southeastern Texas and had the biggest posse in all of Texas. And she went about each day arresting guys that was holding up stages and cheating at cards. However, she did very little rustling, except when she wore her taffeta culottes. One day, Calamity Jane was forging a river when she caught a bunch of boys destroying a dam that a whole gang of cute little beavers was building. She immediately chased the boys away, and to her astonishment, boys and girls, the little beavers could talk, and they said, "Because you've saved our dam, we will grant you any wish you desire." Jane kind of laughed and said, "Okay, little beavers, give me your most prized possession." And the beavers all cheered and said, "Okay." And instantly, Calamity Jane became the proud owner of one of the biggest beavers in the West.
I must in the morning.
Get him out of here. Well, you can keep him locked up out there. We're in a rubber room. I'd like to say hello to my mother. My mother lives in Palm Springs, California. She's listening over the facilities of that whip station in Cathedral City. Hi, Mom. How are you? Sorry I didn't send a check. Also, I'd like to say hello to my brother, Fred. And any finance companies that listen, you just call me here. I'll tell you where he is. We're going to talk with Paul Anka here in a minute. Out in Las Vegas. Had his nose in a... one of them six-foot showgirls. Hit her right about here, you know what I mean? Ah, save up, Paul, will you? Okay, stand by for more Iverson Evening on Monitor. And stand by for Paul Anka. You run home.
Len Dillon, NBC Update.
Imus in the morning.
All right, we're back on the case. Imus in the evening on Monitor 73 on NBC. This is brand new from Paul Anka Flashback. Robert W. Morgan last week insisted we play this. We're going to call Paul Anka in Las Vegas and find out why Mr. Morgan insisted we play it. Paul?
I wake up in a cold sweat to the clock door. I
We're on the phone now with Paul Anka, live from Las Vegas. Paul, first of all, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How's everything in the East?
Well, just great. We just, on monitor here, 73, played Flashback.
Yes?
Your new single record.
Thank you.
And how we found out about it was that we have a thing here on monitor called Super Jock.
Yep.
I always thought that had something to do with Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
But it stars Wolfman Jack and me and Robert W. Morgan. Do you know Robert W. Morgan?
I know Wolfman, I know you, and I don't think I've ever met Morgan.
Well, he used to be the morning man at KHJ in Los Angeles, Boss Radio.
Right.
He never had an opportunity to spend more than 7 seconds in his life saying anything.
Yeah.
but anyway, he's the one responsible for bringing Flashback to us here at Monitor.
Well, I want to meet that man.
Well, we thought, you see, now, Paul, I don't want to cause no trouble to him, but I thought maybe you already had, you know what I mean?
What?
I thought maybe you already had met him or something.
No, I don't think we've ever met personally.
Because he was really high on the record.
Well, there's nothing like being high on a hit record.
Paul, I know it's going to sound stupid, but that's the kind of questions I have to ask. When you wrote My Way for Frank Sinatra,
yes.
It seemed to me that was just kind of before he announced his retirement.
That's right.
Did you know that he was going to retire? Or?
Yes, I did.
And did you write it specifically with that in mind?
Well, I knew that he had been talking about, at that time, I'd spent a lot of time with him and gotten to know the man a lot closer than I had prior to that.
Uh-huh.
He had spoken about cooling it and getting out of it and what have you, and from being around him, especially as a writer, it's incredible how you can become inspired and moved by his every episode in his life, and everything that I'd known about him, especially those events at that time, kind of crystallized themselves in my mind. And when I sat down to write the song, as soon as I started the first line, "And Now the End Is Near," it immediately came to my my creative juices that Sinatra was the man to sing this song. And I wrote it specifically for him. He was the first one that heard it. I sent the demo record to him in Vegas, and within a month, he was in the studio, and the record was out.
I guess you knew then that Frank Sinatra was going to come back out of retirement.
Well, I got a call to start writing again, that he would be recording and working, and I started to write, and found this song in France, and sent it to him, called Let Me Try Again.
In fact, we've got it on the turntable.
Yep.
And we're going to play it next here. First, Paul, I want to thank you very much. I wish you continued good luck.
Don, I thank you, and I'll be in New York in February. I hope to do this show in person with you.
Okay, good, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
All right, bye-bye. Frank Sinatra. What a Paul Anka song. Let me try again. We talked to Paul. Wasn't that exciting? Heard a little Flashback, and I'll tell you, I can't just keep myself under control. I'm Imus in the Evening on Monitor 73 on NBC.
Imus in the Morning.
It's actually an evening, and it's just so cheap to get me a group that can sing now. Staple Singers. If you're ready.
If you're ready.
Say hallelujah.
If you're ready.
If you're ready.
Say, come meet me. Yes.
Come on, go with me. No hatred.
Give me some of your soul now.
We'll be tolerated.
Come on.
Peace and love.
My God, now.
No economical exploitation, no political.
sir.
Get ready.
Come meet me. Yes, sir.
Think you're able.
Come love with me.
Step right up here now. Don't get ready to meet Jesus. Yes, sir. Say hi, sir.
Oh, Mavis. Mercy. Mavis and the Staple Singers. Yes, I'm ready. I'm Imus on Monitor 73 on NBC. Records in the country. Heartbeat is the love beat. The DeFranco family.
When I'm alone with you, heartbeat, it's a love beat. And when we meet, it's a good sensation. Heartbeat, it's a love beat. And a love
heartbeat, it's a love beat. The DeFranco family. I'm Imus and Evening on Monitor 73 on NBC. Norman Knight left one of his records here.
So fine, so fine, yeah. My bed is so doggone fine. So mean, and I'm ready to shine. Oh, oh, yeah, so fine.
Sing it yourself now. Fiestas and so fine. We'll have Norman Knight back. Boy, wasn't that fun? Yeah. Talking to Paul Anka and all that. Reverend Hargis will be back talking about the First National Bank of Hehome. Say hallelujah. John Lennon's brand new record, Mind Games. From his brand new album, Mind Games. I'm Imus in the morning, in the evening on Monitor 73 on NBC. You right on the Monitor Beacon.
David Rush, NBC Update.
Imus in the morning.
We're back on Monitor on NBC. These are Rolling Stones and Angie. Right after this, Right Reverend Dr. Billy Saul Hargis in the First National Bank of Hill. Right now, a little sissy with an eyeshadow aren't gonna sing.
Angie. Angie.
Check will be okay.
Yeah.
Vargas coming to you from the First Church of the Gooey Death and Discount House of Worship right here in Del Rio, Texas. Friends, it is true. You work your whole life to get a little something, and then when you go, it's left for your friends and relatives to fight over. Say hallelujah. Yes, many people think that you can't take it with you. And as a matter of fact, you can't take it with you. But it can be there when you get there. Earning a giant 5.75% at Billy Saul's First National Bank of Him. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right, Billy Saul Hargis' First National Bank of Him. With over 1,970 years of safety. Not one penny lost. His hard work, say hallelujah. Send what you have or all that you have to the right Reverend Dr. Billy Saul Hargis, care of the First Church of the Gooey Death, the Discount House of Worship, right here in Del Rio, Texas.
Amen.
Billy's gonna put it in your very own personal account, and when you get to heaven, it'll be there earning those big Hebrew dividends. Say hallelujah. Eliminate the need to make out a will. Avoid the possibility of hurting some members of your family's feelings.
Yes.
Don't freak out and leave it to a kitty or a goldfish.
No.
Send it to the right Reverend Dr. Billy Saul Hargis. Send it while you're still alive. It'll be in heaven when you arrive.
Amen.
Rich folks, send theirs to Switzerland. You folks out there, send yours to him. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sing it one more time for him. Hargis' First National Bank of Him.
Yes, our check will be okay. Get it in the mail today. Why have the folks that love you so?
Hey, how about that? Brad Reverend Dr. Billy Saul Hargis with Imus in the Evening on Monitor 73 on NBC. Dusty Springfield.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along.
He's talking son of a preacher man. He's talking to the boy who could ever
son of a preacher man, Dusty Springfield. I'm Imus in the morning, in the evening. Oh, this cheap, crummy outfit won't get me Imus in the evening jingle. Ain't that something? I'll see you December 1st. That's right. I want to thank all the staff working with me, John and Suzanne. Went down to Virginia, got a little. She's happy. Keep those cards and letters!